Cole and Sam, my wife Jackie, and my mom Patsy are with me tonight. They've been so strong, so supportive of me, and Jackie so strong. Through her strength and our love, I'm confident in my son. Well, it is a generation that respects women and treats them in respect. With all that's going on with politics and life today, they give me hope. I love my mom and my dad, but I can't even my split houses. Mom was with Hillary, Dad was with Bernie. I lost my dad this year. He never had wealth, but he taught me to lead a rich life. Be grateful for what you have. Fight those less fortunate. Those with wealth will be just fine. But greed made it angry. It makes you angry too. And greed controls our government today. This election is about contesting for power against the wealthy special interests and corporate lobbyists to control our government. Jim Reynolds is turning Iowa, our heartland, into the land of the hearts. Wealthy tax breaks, empowering those who do politics for power, over care for our most vulnerable citizens. You know, I advise this with the greatest. Harvard, Wellstone, Jackson, Chavez. But I think you, the country, said it best. The moral test of a government is what that government does for people in the dawn of life, our children. The twilight of life, our elderly, and the shadows of life, our sick, our needy, and our disabled. We are failing all those tests today. We are at our best when we care about all people and put people first. Care for those suffering from mental illness should be a priority for our state as well as reversing the documentation of medical. Half our neighbors in Iowa are born into poverty, and we must break the cycle of poverty. We must find our schools to meet the challenges of today with early life skills and resiliency education and job training for the future. And we must raise wages in this state. We must provide daycare for people who want to work. Finding that family for women in the United States. Protect workers' rights and see our immigrants opportunity as our opportunity. Instead of tax cuts as well for corporations, let's provide tax credits for our college students so they stay in Northern Ireland. Let's increase the creativity of our whole families by empowering them to use the hundreds of millions of dollars as property tax revenue to rethink and rebuild the line. I served the state director of the Outcome Community Coalition, Chief of Staff of the USDA, representing the United States and the United Nations for agriculture. I've been chairman of our utilities board and served as commissioner on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. I know our future in the state is providing broadband across the state, continuing to build renewable energy and making our farms profitable without degrading our environment. I live out our victory after 32 years of Republican control. I know a little bit about cleaning up our unsteady messes. My life is a commitment to social and economic justice. as your governor at the end of every day, our last, have we done all we can do for those we as Democrats are fighting for? Our campaign's not about buying expensive tables and seats at the gala. It's about providing a seat at the table of government for everyone, and especially those who have sought it. That's our fight. Our fight is for the people. Join us in our fight. NorrisPeople.com. Let's change this state. Let's make it our fight. Join our team.